It's the day after Thanksgiving. You may still be in a tryptophan-induced slumber or working through yesterday's leftovers, but we're still going to talk about food for a few minutes.
Yeah, it's time to head to another of the Valley's hot corners, spots with a lot going on. As always, let's meet our tour guide.
Hi, I'm Gwen Ashley Walters, and I'm a Phoenix food writer, right for Phoenix Magazine.
And where are we?
We are on a little strip of Indian School adjacent to Arcadia.
So we're basically at about 38th Street and Indian School, or so. We've walked a couple of blocks so far. So what is it about this neighborhood that makes it, in your mind, a hot corner?
There's a lot of new restaurants that have opened here in the last couple of years. Well, actually three, probably, because Beckett's Table was the first one, in my mind, of the hot, cool new restaurants that opened. And then recently some other ones have followed. So I think just this little two-block stretch here, I wouldn't call it a corner. I guess it's a hot strip.
Hot strip. Okay. Semantics aside, Gwen says Beckett's Table seems to have set the tone for some of the other restaurants that have opened in the area.
It's a great little neighborhood restaurant, and some of these other places are, like Nook is another one that we just saw. That's also
kind of
a great
pizza type place.
It's a pizza place, but you can tell by looking at it that it's neighborhood. It's not real large. It's pretty small, and I think that's going to draw some more people from this area.
What are some of the other restaurants around here that you think are noteworthy?
Well, Essence Bakery just opened up last month, October. This is their second location. They have an office, a bakery in Tempe, but this one, they took an old house and converted it into a much bigger bakery.
I think when people think of Phoenix and think of a Phoenix neighborhood, this is perhaps a lot of what they think of. And there's some strip malls. It's a busy street with Indian School, some busy cross streets. How do you, as a restaurateur, make it in an area where people aren't driving by slowly and seeing what's going on? They're driving by at 40, 50 miles an hour.
That's true. And one of my favorite restaurants, Crudo, is actually on the backside of Indian School. So he doesn't even have the benefit of a drive-by person there. So in those cases, it kind of tends on word of mouth, people telling other people about it and how much press that they get. Beckett's Table gets a ton of press, deservedly so. And Essence Bakery has a huge following in Tempe. So people who are driving from this area over to Tempe now can, you know, stay in their own neighborhood. They have to work a little harder, I think, on the word of mouth and letting people know that they're here.
Where we're sitting right now at Gaslight Square, I mean, this is essentially, it's a strip mall. It looks like it's been here for a little while.
A little while?
I'm trying to be generous here. It doesn't look brand new.
It's not.
But, you know, some interesting restaurants in the strip mall, I mean, that seems to be in a lot of parts of Phoenix sort of the way it is, that even though it's a strip mall and some folks have negative connotations with strip malls, there can be some interesting things in them.
Right. And that's where people are going to have to build, because we are so spread out as a valley already. So people that they're not going to go out. They want to be in a neighborhood that's going to draw, you know, patrons. So I think it's really important that they pick a spot where they know other people have been successful before.
For places like some of the ones we're talking about, you've described those neighborhood type places. How important is it for a place like that folks can either walk to them or live close enough where it's just a short drive to get to them, where they don't have to drive all over town to get there?
It seems to me that that's becoming more and more important. As we get probably more and more spread out for many reasons. One, people are shorter on time. They're busy. They have busy lives. And so when they want to go out to eat, they don't want to drive 45 minutes. So they're going to look for something that's relatively close to their neighborhood. In terms of walking, the last hot corner that we did was actually in Old Town, and people who live in that neighborhood can easily walk to those restaurants that we talked about there. This is a little tougher. I don't think there's quite as much foot traffic here where we are, but because of the caliber of the restaurants that have moved into this area, I think people are definitely coming and driving.
Would you expect that there would be more of these kinds of restaurants opening up in this neighborhood?
I think we're not finished seeing some others probably look at this little strip right here. And it just depends on, you know, what's available rent-wise. I think there will be more, because look how many have already. We didn't even mention the Madison Improvement Club, which is a fantastic yoga studio. But in between a yoga room and the spin class is this little sliver of a cafe called Seed. That actually draws people in, too. That very health-oriented person can pop in there and have a very reasonable, healthy meal.
Food writer Gwen Ashley Walters, we'd met around 38th Street and Indian School in Phoenix.